He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, here we are in the beautiful, wonderful, sunny, hot state of New Mexico, and we're in the city of Albuquerque.
That's right, and it's growing tremendously since I was here 25 years ago for dancing.
So this is not a first time for you. I thought that everything that we did together, dear, was a first-time experience for you.
You did?
Oh, my God, you've shattered my hopes and dreams.
Aww.
But isn't it nice here? We had a great workout at Gold's Gym yesterday. You know, and I love to come out of that gym and just soak up the warmth of the sun. It just goes hand in hand. Light from the sun and training and whole food, it's all interconnected, all necessary, and vitally important for optimizing health.
I agree, especially after you have a nice cool shower after you work out. It feels really good to go into the nice hot sun.
So, my dear, this is He Said, She Said. What is cooking?
What's cooking is something very easy to make, even in the RV. I don't need the oven and I don't need the stove. It's date candies. And it's sure to be a hit at your next dinner party or your afternoon tea or whenever you need a little sweet. They're sweet and they're crunchy and they're really versatile. There's so many different variations that you can use with this recipe, so there's something for everybody. So all I do with my date candies, now you can use regular dates that are unpitted, or you can use medjool dates. And what you want to do is you want to open them up so that you take the pit out of the medjool date, or you have a pitted date, excuse me. You can use almonds, you can use walnuts, you can use macadamia nuts, you can use blue cheese, goat's blue cheese. You can use white chocolate, dark chocolate to put inside the date. Then you squeeze it together. Then what you do is you take a tablespoon of tahini, a tablespoon of unpasteurized honey, and a tablespoon of filtered water and a little bit of cinnamon. And then you mix that all together, and then you roll the date up into that, the stuffed date, and then you roll it around into sesame seeds or finely crushed nuts or finely shaved dark chocolate. So they are just absolutely delicious. Remember we had those, Corey, when we were over at Jackie's house?
Yeah, and there's nothing like these wonderful dates. They are incredibly delicious and really hit the spot. But if you have a sweet tooth, by all means, get into these dried fruits and try these dates out, because they beat the heck out of refined sugar, corn syrup, fructose, glucose, all these artifacts, these synthetic, horrible products that people are addicted to. And my goodness, just go back to a time when there was no refined sugar, no refined food of any kind. And this is what people ate. They ate dried fruits to satisfy their desire for sweets.
That's right. So once I've rolled them up into the sesame seeds or the dark chocolate or the different kind of crushed nut, actually you can also put in a chocolate espresso bean. Ooh, doesn't that sound good? Just get really, really creative. So you've rolled it all up, put it on some wax paper, and put it in the fridge for an hour or so. And then I like to serve these dates room temperature. Some people like to serve them cold, but I like room temperature. It kind of gives it more of the flavor. But the sky is the limit with these date candies. And you can serve three or four different types, so there's something for everybody on the plate. And everybody will rave about them. I know that for sure.
But, you know, a great time also to have a sweet like this is at nighttime. I recommend making a protein shake, but that's a good time to satisfy the sweet tooth. If you have to have something, if you're craving something sweet, get out of the cookie jar, stay away from refined foods, and use dried fruit. Another good time is after training. After you've had a post-workout shake, you can also really satisfy that carbohydrate craving, because they're so concentrated in sugars, they have a very high glycemic index. Although by adding the walnut or the almond and the sesame seeds to the dates, it'll modify that glycemic index. So that means the dates on their own, if consumed by themselves, will really spike insulin, which is great to do after training. But by adding that nut, which is high in fat and has a very low glycemic index, you modify the overall, what is called the glycemic load. So that's good to know, that you can combine a low glycemic food with a high glycemic food from nature and then modify the release of sugar so that it doesn't cause problems with instability and insulin resistance, or people that have hyperinsulin anemia that are trying to lose body fat, can't figure out why they're hardly eating anything but not losing the fat.
I couldn't have said that better myself. After all, this is technically speaking and simply put. That's it for What's Cooking.
That's good. That's a good one. And so get the kids on that stuff, too. Great treats. And always refer to the Athlete's Cookbook. If you don't have a copy, it's available online. Now, moving on, who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Michael Colgan, who enlightened us with his interview. He talked about regarding the Canadian C-51 bill by Big Pharma. Now, that's pretty interesting. See, we're down here in the States, and we're not really hearing a lot about what's going on. We don't read the newspaper. We don't have a television, so we're really in the dark. So it sounds like it's a big thing going on, isn't it, Corey?
Yeah, but you know what? This thing has been going on since the dawn of time, ever since I've been involved with the health industry, which I believe started in 1975, working in both health food stores and gyms. There has always been opposition by conventional medicine, by Big Pharma, by the industry that loves to prescribe drugs and make a fortune doing it. Meanwhile, killing people, causing massive amounts of damage, and something simple like green tea extract has now been shown to be probably an incredibly effective treatment for cancer. And yet that knowledge is being suppressed by everybody who has vested interests in drugs. So people, I really want you to get this good and really understand how powerful this is. Don't use drugs unless you absolutely have to, and it's life-threatening. Don't take them for granted. They are highly toxic, these new-to-nature molecules. And there is a remedy for every illness, for every condition from nature that won't hurt you in the process, like some of these prescription drugs do, like, say, hydrocortisone. I met someone the other day that's been on this stuff for Crohn's disease, and their bowels are now being taken out because of the massive inflammation that was caused by the drugs. When the treatment is worse than the disease, then you know you got a problem with the treatment. Right, Trace?
Yeah, that's pretty scary when stuff like that happens. We know a lot of people, and you get a lot of consultations with people who've overdone it on the prescription drugs, and it's been very harmful for them. And it's good to hear, Michael, that at the age of 45, we're challenging nature, and DHEA is where it's at. 25 to 50 milligrams per day is not harmful, and we take 25 milligrams a day each, don't we, dear?
Well, finally, I can take the darn stuff, because as a competitive bodybuilder for the Olympia, I wasn't allowed to. Nor am I allowed to, because of a silly, outdated rule that influences the doping regulations. The people that create these standards do not understand the value of DHEA as it relates to anti-aging and stress management. So, but it's because it's been abused and used by athletes to mask the influence of other drugs and testosterone analogs. So, but now that I'm not competing and won't be for some time, I'm definitely on DHEA because I'm 50, and as an aging male, I'm definitely going to have a diminishing return on the production of these hormones like melatonin and testosterone and DHEA, which is the mother load of all hormones that is greatly influenced by mental, emotional, and physical stress. And I think that's one of the best things to recommend to anybody that you know who's going under a lot of stress. DHEA, get them on it, because there's scads of data, all kinds of really reliable research on this, that it's safe, effective. And for guidelines on DHEA, just refer to Hormonal Health by Dr. Colgan, or go online and even in the course in the CSNA program, we go into detail on it. So always great to chat with Michael, and I was excited to know about his new Canadian product line. And also that our good news here is that we're developing a new sports line with Clayton College for Americans, and also another new sports line in Canada for Canadians that will be available probably in the next 6 months or less. So lots of neat stuff happening. And of course, with natural health products being what they are, we all need to know what they are, how they work, and when to take them, etc. So that's where the education comes in.
Are you done?
Sorry.
It's like he said. I mean, you know, jeepers, creepers, man. Okay, anyways, I don't even know where I am anymore. I just about fell asleep because I am laying on a bed here at in a motel. Yes, Corey took me to a motel. We needed to tape this at a motel because we need a telephone. Usually we're staying at somebody's house. Corey's on Skype. I'm on a telephone. So what we did was we phoned this motel to see if they had any space. And he said that we were celebrities and we needed the room with a late checkout because it was till 2 o'clock. And he tells these people that we're celebrities from Canada. And guess what motel it is? Motel 6. Oh, yeah. We go big. Go big, go strong. Go CoreyHawley.com at Motel 6. Anyway.
Hey, I like Motel 6, and I like the people that run them. They're not run-of-the-mill people. They're local people. The service is incredible, but what do we need? We just need access to a telephone, and we're in our RV, which I love, and I think it's just the most practical thing in the world to do.
You're right. Anyway, thanks, Michael, for your enlightening special guest interview. We really appreciate it, and we'll hear you back next May. Okay, now we're going on to our Highway to Health update.
So let's update it, dear. What is going on? Tell us all about the Highway to Health.
Oh, my goodness. We've just done so many things and met so many outstanding people in 1 month. It seems like it's been 6 months, not just 1 month. And we really are having the time of our life, and we really are meeting the nicest. They're just so darn friendly down here. Let's see now. We were in Oceanside, then we spent a few days in San Diego, and that sure is a busy place. I've just never seen so many airplanes or helicopters in the air as I did in San Diego area. That was unbelievable. And since we last did the SNU, we met up with Gareth and Pamela Chambers, and we met them at Del Mar, California. We had a lovely dinner and fantastic conversation, and I'd like to thank Kevin Pollack for introducing us.
Actually, after a dinner with them, we went back to the RV and parked it beside this surfing spot that's just outrageous. The waves are coming in all night long. I love falling asleep to the sound of waves. And, of course, I didn't really know that. We had parked also beside a major intersection right beside a train. It was like, I don't know how close it was, but it was really, really close. And man, was it loud. It came through at night, barreling through. That's just one of our RV adventures, dear. On one hand, we're looking at the ocean with the waves coming in and the surface out there, and a beautiful view of Del Mar and all these beautiful homes right on the coast, everyone looking out at the ocean. And my goodness, a helicopter landed, and it looked like a SWAT team came out, and there was so much activity all around us. It just, the nonstop activity, just taking in all this new adventure, it's just, what a wonderful way to travel. It's like going back in time, but it's modern. We've got the laptop and the technology today, but we're nomadic, like Bedouins, like traveling through the deserts of Sahara. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing when we're driving down those straight, beautiful highways, how we see the train and we see the semi-trucks and a lot of transportation going on. Anyway, we moved on to Arizona, and our first stop was Yuma, Arizona, and I saw my very first Roadrunner, and I was disappointed because they don't go beep, beep.
I could have told you that here. Beep, beep. Actually, the coyote and the roadrunner are not exactly detailed in reality to what a roadrunner actually looks like, but it's a cool little bird, and it's nice to see one, and I love the drive from San Diego to, I think it was Tucson. We saw the sand dunes and the terrain driving through Arizona and from California. Just incredible. If anyone out there is into the view of driving through different states, mountainous range and deserts, valleys and all that kind of stuff, the rock formations, that in itself is worth the price of the ticket.
Right. Now, then we went to Phoenix, and we met up with Jackie Miller, who is a graduate of Clayton College, and we met her at the Clayton College Conference. And she set up a lecture for us at the Foothills Sports Medicine Rehab Center, and that was very, very successful. We got a really good turnout, and people were very appreciative. And then she invited us to stay with her and her husband, and they have like a little ranch in a log house, and we had a heck of a good time. And her husband, Dale, is definitely a man of my heart. He likes his liver and onions, and he likes his red wine. So I was a happy camper, literally. And you know what's really funny? We stopped off in a little store in one of these little tourist stores, and they had these little baseball hats that have Happy Camper on them. And I really wanted to buy one, but you said no. Corey's making sure that I don't buy too much when I'm on this trip. Anyway, we were with Dale and Jackie, and we played a few games of Wii, that W-I-I, virtual game, golf, baseball, bowling, and it was so much fun, and I really got into my competitive spirit, and I definitely need some golf lessons, Kevin. Then we went on to Tucson, where we met Corey's mom and his sister and her husband, his sister Maria and her husband Doug, and they came down to visit us for almost 2 weeks, and we had a blast. Gosh, we had a good time, especially those Cadillac margaritas. Hello! We got it all on film. It got up to about 110 degrees for a couple of days, and I got super, super overheated. You know, from, let's say, 70 degrees to 110 dry heat, just like overnight, was really a little too much for me. But I did make it through. And we did the tourist thing. We did the Desert Museum. We did the Colossal Caves. And then we stayed at the J.W. Marriott Resort, which is just out of this world in Tucson. And we did an hour and a half hike at the back of the hotel, which was such interesting terrain. And the cactus grows like trees. We're used to a lot of trees in the forest in Vancouver, in Canada. But they have cactus that grows just like trees. And I'll tell you, that cactus just loves me. I have no allergies whatsoever, and I can breathe easy. And the cactus is their state tree, so to speak. And you can't cut them down, or you get into big trouble, right, Corey?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like a giant cacti. And these things are huge. They're really old. Apparently, for every 5 feet high, they're 25 years old. And these things are like 20 and 30 feet, 40 feet high. I mean, they're hundreds of years old. They're monstrous, and they kind of stand erect, and there's nothing else around them. So it's again, it's like a forest of cactus, and then it's this hilly terrain, and you're hiking through it. It's a rush. It's really a cool sensation when you're hiking and expending energy and, you know, of course, drinking water and staying well hydrated because it's so darn hot. But I found that style of hiking through that environment was one of the best I've ever done, because, you know, we've hiked all over the world, and, you know, each one is unique, all kinds of hiking, whether it's in the Alps or in the Andes of Peru or at the Grouse Grind in Vancouver or wherever it may be. It's just great to get out, to move your body and be in nature and connect with it, to look at the lizards, the hummingbirds, the different fauna and the bushes and all the rest of it. I just really like that. So that's a real highlight for me.
Right. And in the desert, there's a whole world inside there, and it comes out at night, apparently. And Corey keeps threatening me that he's going to leave me in the desert at night. Nice guy. Anyway, through that lecture that we did, we met through Jackie Miller, we connected with Tom Platz. So any of you who don't know Tom Platz, he is a bodybuilding legend. And we met him and his wife, Cha. And I remember seeing Tom with Bev Francis doing a guest posing when I was in England. And he did the little shake thing with his thigh, and then he contracted it. And I'll tell you, his thigh, it was bigger than my whole body. It was absolutely out of this world. But we had a wonderful time. He definitely is the gentleman of bodybuilding. He is just so gracious and such a really nice man. Then we went up to Sedona and the Grand Canyon, and we took hundreds of pictures. It is just absolutely breathtaking, and it really is a destination spot if you've never been there before. We hiked the Grand Canyon, which was on a two-hour hike, which is really nice. We didn't go all the way to the bottom because we really weren't prepared for it, but that's something that we'd really like to do. And when we were in the parking lot in the Grand Canyon, one of the funniest things happened. I'm writing this long-winded email to Debbie Perry, and this elderly couple came up to me, and they knocked on our window, and they said, "Hey, you guys are from Canada, eh?" So we had a nice conversation with them. They asked us about our RV decals, and we exchanged business cards. And they said, when you come to Florida, hook up with us. We've got plenty of room. You can stay in our big four-bedroom house. We've got a swimming pool, and we'd love to have you there. So this is what's going on with us all the time. We just meet people, and they give us their card, and they want us to come and visit them. And it's just been great, hasn't it, Corey?
Yeah. Getting back to Tom Platt's bodybuilding stories he shared were just unbelievable. For anyone out there who was into bodybuilding, you know, 20 years ago, and all of the names, he knows everybody, you know, Joe Gold and Joe Weider and Ben Weider, and just, we talked for six continuous hours. We laughed and laughed, and what a great guy Tom is. We're going to try and set him up for a special guest interview later on in the year. And then hiking the Grand Canyon, what can I say? It's unbelievable. It's breathtaking. It's awe-inspiring. It's a absolute must-see if you have never been to this thing. 18 miles across, a mile deep, 277 miles long. Some spectacular vistages. Like, we hiked the rim and then we went down into the crater itself, into the canyon, and just the whole experience of being there is so phenomenal. What a highlight of Arizona. And then driving from Arizona to Albuquerque, I really like the red rocks, the monoliths, and the red colors. Even the road was red, and the ground beside us as we traveled for miles down these long stretches was red. And no, I wasn't stoned out of my mind. I was just straight. I felt like I was getting stoned from the environment. It just kind of eats you up and draws you in. What a phenomenal place this great country of the United States is.
Well, it's really diverse with its terrain. It's just unbelievable from state to state, even from southern state to northern state. It's just amazing. We're really having a great time. So what are we at now? Our eighth state now in New Mexico. And right after we finish taping this SNU, we are headed to the airport to pick up Daisy. She's visiting us for a week, and she'll be here for Father's Day.
Yes, and that's going to be fantastic. It's always great to have family come down and visit you and share the experience. But we've nailed down now a timeline, and we basically have a five-year plan where we're going to execute it in the United States and see and visit every single United State, including Alaska and Hawaii, which we plan to end up in so that we can start marketing and working the Asian market, including Australia. But there's just so much going on for us. We're developing new sport lines. The CSNA education program is growing. Our connection with Clayton College of Natural Health is phenomenal. And I just want to mention that while we're down here in the States, we want students and health professionals and personal trainers to join us at each Clayton conference. The information is on our site. If you want inside details about accommodations and location, just click the conference page. That'll take you to Clayton's site, and that will give you all the information that you need when the conference comes. It is a fantastic conference. I'll be speaking there, and we'll have other speakers that will be focusing on a whole variety of topics in holistic medicine and natural health practice. So,
what about the CSNA Graduate Advisor page? Don't you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that was your idea that you cooked up. But now,
any good ideas, I'm the one that thinks of them. Just so everybody knows out there.
Agreed, but I implement them and put them into reality, dear, which is equal to the task. So that makes us a great team.
It starts with a thought. It starts with a thought.
That's okay. Right. Everything does and everything is. So the CSNA Graduate Advisor page, if anyone out there wants to promote the CSNA program to anybody, or if you want a referral, this is our new concept. When you click CSNA at CoreyHawley.com, it will take you to a whole series of links, which anybody who's considering the course should go through in detail. But one of the new links is our CSNA Graduate Advisor page, and this is set up so that a prospect who's looking at taking the course can actually contact a number of different graduates and master graduates that are international and different areas of the world, contact them and ask them about their experience on the CSNA program and what it's done for them in their personal life and business life, etc. So I think that as we grow company, we will develop the website to make it more practical. Right now, I'm actually making videos that we're filming in different areas on our trip that will go on the site to spice it up a little bit. And that's what I really enjoy, is the technology.
Yes, we really do have a good time making those videos, don't we, Corey? You know, he does edit these things, because you should hear his language sometimes when I don't do it right, because I'm not the most mechanical, technical genius in the world, but nonetheless, we do get the job done. Anyway, this is our last thing here that we're going to do. It's called What You Reading, and I finished my Norman Vincent Peale book, 600 pages, Enthusiasm Makes the Difference. Now, it really does make a difference to be enthusiastic, but it's easy to be enthusiastic when your health is good, when you look good, when you're making money, and everything's going your way. However, when you're not up to snuff, it's a bit difficult to keep the enthusiasm spark alive. But if you do, as Norman Vincent Peale says, it really does make a difference, and it's contagious. So keep the enthusiasm up.
Excellent, dear. Well, that about wraps it up. That's all we've got time for. So that said, that is your final word.
My final word is by George F. Will. Baseball, it is said, is only a game. True. And the Grand Canyon is only a hole in Arizona.